stop.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys, Gridiron Updates week. What week are we going into?
Six.
Week six already. Holy crap, Vikings are 5-0. Just started out right there real quick. But to my left, once again, we got Jake with us this week. Jake, I know this weekend was up and down emotionally, I'm sure.
Very
especially
stressful.
On Sunday specifically.
Yeah, but, I think I had a couple of heart attacks watching that Ravens-Bengals game.
But you're here with us today.
I'm still alive.
He made it through. And of course, on this side, last but not least, Rob.
Thank you. It's awfully bright up here on top of the NFC mountain, so it's feeling good right now. Life's good. Vibes are good. Everyone's healthy. Well, Aaron Jones with a little hip injury, but I think we'll be all right 2 weeks later.
We'll be fine. Don't worry about the Vikings. They're 5-0.
The 5-0, baby.
Didn't you want to say something about the Vikings being 5-0? That we're going to ride it this long or whatever?
Yeah, how long are you guys going to ride 5-0? This is ridiculous.
As long as we can. If I ask my grandparents or any other parents, we take the wins when we get them, baby.
I don't know when it'll happen again.
You've only got one place to go, and that's down.
Whoa, Jake, hold on, buddy. We're just starting the show, homie. Oh, my God.
So, too early.
What are you saying?
I said too early.
Yeah, too soon, buddy. But before we move on, we did just want to let you know that this episode is once again brought to you by the Cappy. Go ahead, fellas, show us your cappies.
Ooh, second best sound in the world.
Second best sound in the world, according to Rob. But the cappy, once again, is our little tool here that we use to open the can. You can turn it around, flip it upside down, and it can cover the can as well. But don't forget, you know, it's got a keyhole on it, so you can have it on your keychain like mine here. But, Jake, why don't you tell us about the cappy a little bit?
Well, so, as exciting as the Ravens-Bengals game was, I went through four cappies over the course of that entire game. I have no idea where they went in my house.
Yeah.
So, I had to get a new four-pack on Amazon.
Attaboy.
I'm waiting for that to show up.
New four-pack on Amazon.
Yep.
It's on the way now.
Yeah,
I hope,
that's right. Absolutely.
You got to prepare for this week.
That's right. Going to need it.
Made in America. And one of the things I like to do is sitting around a little bonfire in this fall weather here, slide it around the top, protects it. Good to go.
Oh, nice. So it's going to keep our state bird, the mosquito, out.
Yes.
Oh. Nice. Well, there you have it. Again, this episode brought to you by the Cappy. And just like every week, we're going to start with the Vikings game. The Vikings, what do they like to say? Across the pond.
Across the pond there.
Across the pond, taking on the Jets.
I liked your skull to the bowl style.
Skull to the bowl. Yeah, you already know. I think they said that. That was probably when we were off to a hot start the last time, which was what, 2016 or 17?
Yeah,
something like
last
that.
Time we went 5-0. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I heard it then. So keeping that going. Skull to the bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So did you get a chance to watch the whole game?
Sure did, buddy.
What's your overall thought process of that performance by our purple team?
I guess it didn't make me nervous. You know, I think the Jets defense finally started playing up to what we all know and kind of expected them to be able to play to this season. So I think we saw a lot of that. I'm not cutting Sam Darnold some slack.
Yeah.
It was fine to see him have an actual pedestrian game for the first time this season.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He did miss some throws.
He did. And it was kind of after that hit to the ribs, though, which didn't look like it was that hard. But again, I'm not the one getting hit in the ribs.
True.
So I don't know. It was more than just overthrowing guys. He was leaving it short, too, leading them the wrong way. You know, he just looked off after that. But, again, I'll give him a game. I think he's earned that right, you know what I mean, this season. But other than that.
But they scrapped together a win. The defense stood on their head, was on fire. You know, they're constant pressure on Rodgers, ended up forcing three turnovers. So, I mean, overall, I mean, it was an ugly good win. You know, like we say in week 10, no one's going to remember exactly how it played out. It was just a W on the schedule. So,
well, like you mentioned, the three picks, you know, like it's not every day that Aaron Rodgers is turning the ball over three times, let alone three interceptions.
Yeah. And a pick six, too. You know I mean? I think that was his third time in his career.
Old Ginkle.
Oh, Gankle, then that's two for him.
Oh, Gankle. Oh, Gankle.
He's a pick six machine.
He's a pick six machine.
I mean, right now, I'd probably say he's probably the, other than I think Harrison Phillips is the top standout defensive player.
For the Vikings?
Yeah. Right? And Gernard's playing really good ball, too, but he's just not getting sacked, so the stats aren't there, but his pressures are right up there.
No, he's right.
Ivan Pace back. I mean, he's stuffing. He had some really good plays. He had, I think, a tackle for loss. So
what was the, well, maybe it was you in the meeting last night. It was one of you guys that brought it up. Harrison Smith's interception now, or no, it was his half sack or whatever. He needed a half sack to reach 100 sacks and 30 INTs now or something like that.
Is it 100? No, that's not 100 sacks. That's Watt you're thinking of.
Oh, I'm thinking of TJ. I'm thinking of TJ Watt. Like,
that's never a lot mind, of sacks. Mind.
No, but there was something with his interceptions and sacks or something.
Like,
it's
got to
be 20-30 or something.
Yeah, or 30-30 or something.
But anyway,
like that.
Yeah. So good on Harrison Smith. Obviously, I don't know it. but we got some other Jets news coming up later in the show. But other than that news, what's the Jets next? You know, what do they got to do next? I'm thinking not target Garrett Wilson 22 times, but Breece Hall couldn't really get it going that game either.
Yeah, I mean, the Jets' offensive line is their biggest downfall right now with holding them back. I would say their defense is good. They can't run the ball. They can't establish. I think they only ran like 14 attempts all game, and then Roger throwing 58 times.
Yeah,
and to Garrett Wilson, a third of those times. He had a couple. He threaded in there, and, you know, Lazard didn't come up with some crazy catch in the touchdown, but he also dropped a couple easy ones, too. So, I mean, that was a possession different game. I like seeing up 17-0 to start. You know, it's always nice to
Again, another fast start for the Vikings this season.
But, you know, you can see the Jets' defense, especially against the run, you know, that's the Vikings struggle the most is up the middle between the two guards and the center right now. You can see that is our weakness. So when we play D tackles like we did with Williamson there, he's going to cause some issues, you know. So, but we'll take the win, you know. Jets are a good team, so.
Yeah, for sure. 5-0.
5-0, baby.
5-0.
What about the not as good purple team over there?
we'll get to them, buddy. You just wait a minute.
Fighting words.
You just wait a minute. We'll get to them. Moving right along as we do. The Vikes won that game, by the way, 23-17, if we didn't mention the score.
But,
Packers traveling to the Los Angeles Rams, pulling that game out 24-19. But that was a battle. I'd say that was a battle between the two.
I'm never doubting the Rams the rest of the year.
And that's exactly what I was going to say. It's just like the Rams, this game really proved it to me that they're really not out of any games at this point, you know, they have any receivers left or not. But
Cooper Kupp's possibly going to be back next week.
That can only help.
Yeah.
Yeah, it only can help. Yeah, because Stafford back there just throwing darts everywhere. And then Williams is running the ball real nice still.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's impressive. You know, even though they lost the game, they had a chance to win it.
Yeah.
They had the last possession in it.
Let's say we take away the ugly pick six by Jordan Love. That shouldn't have happened. That's really bad. So if
Packers
you take
fans, so, up that.
So if you take no.
I'm just
calm down. What did you just call me, buddy?
No, not you. Packers fans.
No, but if you take that away, it's a little bit different score. Maybe you feel a little bit differently that the Packers, you know, dominated them maybe. But that's bad. You just got to take that safety, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, you know, trying to make a play. But,
that's just
bad.
Yeah. I don't know if you – did you watch any of the game, Jacob, at all?
Yeah, I watched most of it. It wasn't really an entertaining game to watch.
No, it was not.
The pick six was really, really confusing. I understand Jordan Love's logic. He's trying to like save the safety, but if you're going to do that, you have to throw it out of bounds better than that.
Which it looked like that's exactly what he's trying to do,
it was, not good.
Well, it changed the momentum of that game, really. It got the Rams back in because Packers went out and scored. They're up 7-0 right away.
Yeah.
They ran the ball okay with Jacobs.
Yep. Nothing super spectacular, but at least they were balanced over the course of the entire game.
I agree with that. Yep. But I thought Love didn't look that great either. He keeps throwing off his back foot so much, or is that just his style?
I don't think he's healthy yet.
No, I don't think he's healthy yet either. He's still recovering from that.
Because that offense wasn't really flowing like I've seen earlier in the year. They just, even then when they could run the ball, I think running the ball was really what won that game. And their defense, McKinley on the backside.
Two more turnovers, another turnover. His fifth interception in five games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that defense. That's insane. That defense is ball hawking right now. I think their first or second in total takeaways right now with 14.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Hey, you.
What a football mind. I like it. That's all we bring in here on the Gridiron Updates.
I've been saying, though, like the Packers defense, man, that does scare me about them a little bit. So I'm not looking forward to playing them again.
No, I mean,
they're going to be coming.
They're a solid football team.
Yeah. Rams 1-4, probably a little bit better than that record. But let's see, who do the Rams, real quick before we move on, let's just see who the Rams have next year. Looks like they got the Raiders. And then they're going to take an L to the Vikings. Looks like a primetime game. But so that's a tough two games. I mean, even the Raiders are going to give them a tough game, but winnable game for the Rams at this point.
Well, if I pick it, I'm picking the Rams against the Raiders.
They could be the Vikings' first loss, straight up.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah, I mean, that's the NFL. Yeah, it's any given Sunday, you know.
They gave the Lions a run for their money, if you remember, in week one.
For sure. No, that's right. Yeah, they did. Let's move on from the Packers because they're the Packers. So, Bills.
Second place. They're not even in first place. Just FYI reminder.
Not even in first place. Bills traveling to the Texans. This was our, I guess you could say, Banner of the Boys game of the week, I believe it was. And it didn't disappoint. I will like to point out, I did say the Bills were losing two in a row.
You did.
This is now their second L in a row. Hopefully, we'll see if I change course later, because are we picking them again this week? We are not, so don't worry about it. I won't talk about
it.
You don't even have to talk about it.
On the line.
But good win for the Texans. I think they proved to a lot of people that, you know, they are for real. Mm-hmm. You know, that Vikings game was maybe an anomaly. If they played the Vikings again, probably would not be the same scoreline, you know.
No.
In U.S. Bank, though, because it's so loud, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was part of the game that actually did help him, is making the confusion of him checking to different plays at the end of it. So
For sure. But, you know, all the flowers to Houston, you know, they balled out. I really want to say on both sides of the ball. I mean, holding the Buffalo offense to 20 points right now seems... Yeah. Seems to be an accomplishment at this moment. So,
and having Josh Allen go 9 for 30.
I was going to say 9 completions for Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's rough. Did you see a lot of this game?
No. Well, I didn't see a lot of it. I will watch really that fourth quarter to try and understand why the heck the Texans won with a walk-off field goal.
Right.
Because it looked like it was going to go into overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, I'm like, why is this game going to overtime? Like, it was an ugly win for the Texans. Like,
yeah. I mean, there was a couple weird scenarios. First of all, Nico Collins going out with a hammy.
Yeah, after that touchdown bomb.
The Texans offense was stagnant after that, mm-hmm. which allowed the Bills to hang around and end up scoring, you know, 17 of their 20 points in the second half. But then the Bills had a really weird scenario at the end of the game where the Texans punted the ball and they were, you know, pinned back down. Yeah. And then
they threw it three times.
Texans had three timeouts either way, but you still have to force them to use it, I think, at that point.
Right.
Because otherwise, then you just punt the ball, and that's when they kicked the winning field goal. So that was the difference of that game, really. Yeah. So.
I did not catch the end of it. That's interesting.
Yeah, you know,
it's just game management.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know, when you don't have a team that likes to run the ball, that's those scenarios when you need to run the ball.
Like, there wasn't a lot of James Cook the first half of the game, if you look at his stats. And then in the second half, they started to lean on him more. But even then, at that point where you're down at like year two, you're typically, I'm mistaken, your general mindset is you're going to want to attempt to run the ball. And we'll kind of get into this with the Ravens-Bengals game. You want to at least get off the goal line, give yourself some room to punt if you have to.
Worst case scenario.
But then, you want to force the opposing team to like burn all their timeouts rather than we're going to throw incomplete, throw incomplete, throw incomplete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Borderline bonehead move of the week.
Agreed. You know,
yeah,
it's just not 101 of football. I get it. The idea of being aggressive. And if you go with first down, you do pass, then you might as well pass the other two downs too. But that, you know, that's just an aggressive play that came back to bite them.
Mm-hmm. For sure. For sure. I mean, at the end of it, Bills are still 3-2, still leading the division.
They're still
looking fine. Houston is looking ridiculous right now. I mean, winning close games, though, they're not blowing anybody out of the water. If you look at all their games other than the Vikings game, take that one out of it. Of course, you know.
Right.
I'll stop mentioning the Vikings. I'm sorry. Jeez. Well, just so excited.
Yeah. I mean, if Nico doesn't go down, I think this game was a blowout.
You think so?
I think it would have been.
He's there.
Well, he went down early, like second quarter or third. Yep. Yeah, so like, it was midway in the game.
Yeah.
And then their offense was just nothing after that because the Bills, I mean, they were up, what, at halftime, 17-3.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so. But that Texans defense is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
No, they get after it. They get after it. They forced Josh Allen into a lot of throws. Not that I want to back Josh Allen up right now with his 9 completions because that's just insane on 30 attempts. But they forced his hand a little bit.
They did.
But.
Good job by D'Amico Ryans there on his scheme.
Yep.
No doubt. Let's move on to our next game. The Bucs traveling to Atlanta. We'll cover all of our picks after the fact, but we had one person pick Atlanta this week. I think it was only one.
And it was Mike, yeah.
And he was right.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Falcons win it in OT. I mean, we obviously got to talk about the end of the game. I mean, what even happened? I don't even. It was just pure chaos.
Yeah,
for me, like I just don't understand.
You've got the ball at Atlanta's 24, the Bucks do. They've got the ball at Atlanta's 24, and then they just shoot themselves in the foot with the holding penalty. They ran themselves out of field goal position and forced a punt, giving Kirk Cousins that opportunity to go the length of the field. Which was...
And that wasn't even to tie the game. They fumbled after that.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but that penalty, you know, because they were at like the 28-yard line. I was at there after the interception from Davis. Yeah. And I was like game over when I was rewatching that tape. And I'm like, how did they lose this still?
Exactly. That's what I mean. Yeah, you thought it was game over. I mean, you just saw it on Baker's face at the end of the game. He was just blank. He was like, what else did we have to do?
Yeah, they're... Their offense was hot. The Bucs' offense was hot at the beginning of the game, and then Atlanta's defense showed up in the second half, clamped them down, which is really a tale of two halves.
It was.
Oh, for sure. And it's got to feel good for Atlanta. Like I'm looking at Atlanta a little bit differently now. Yes, I picked the Bucs to win the division. Sorry, Falcons fans, but
I picked the Falcons.
Yeah, you did. We had them flip-flop there.
Yep.
But I mean, great division battle.
Drake London's coming to his own right now as that top receiver in Atlanta.
Well, him and Kirk's connection right now is just top level.
And Kyle Pitts got a little involved in
this
game. Finally,
Kyle Pitts started getting some action. 7 receptions for 88 yards.
I'm surprised that there's still not more Bijan Robinson.
I know. I looked at the stat line too, and I was like, and I rewatched the game. And it was a weird flow to the game because the Bucs were always up early, and they just
and you feel like you have to almost throw the ball.
But
to
if he's that dynamic of a running back, you're going to play him as a 3-down back anyways. So why are you not like doing like bubble screens to your wide receiver? Or excuse me, to Bijan.
They ran a couple too. I was going to see how many catches he ended up having in that
Bijan,
game.
He had 3. 3 for 16.
But then 12, so that's only 15 touches, you know. But that's, I don't know, that's where I think that the Atlanta offense is just so pass heavy with Kirk over there.
Yeah.
They for sure are. And I mean, they have targets,
you know.
And now knowing, like, this is the first time I saw Hodges' speed. I mean, how he just took off and just split the defense, and that was the end of the game. Like, yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't know he was that fast.
Yeah.
So, that's just another weapon. I like Ray Ray. You know, that fumble out of bounds was kind of scary for the Falcons, but at the end of the game there. But, yeah, all in all, I mean, I'm feeling good as a Falcons fan right now. Who do they got next week? I don't think they're a part of our pick games.
Yeah, I mean, I still, at the end of the day, the Bucs lost that game.
Yep.
They should have won that game. Mike Evans came out and balled 2 touchdowns again. That first half, I mean, it looked like it was going to be a blowout. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the tail of two halves, you know, Atlanta's defense stepped up, started making some plays. London, they started balling out. And then the Bucs just kept keeping them in it. And then next thing you know, overtime and touchdown school dance.
Like you said, shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah.
Do you think at the end of this month, October 27th, they play the Buccaneers again in Tampa Bay already? What's the outcome of that game right now? If you had to just take a shot in the dark this second.
Oh, I picked the Falcons to win the division, so I'm going to go Falcons.
Falcons are going to win in Tampa Bay, too?
Yeah, I'll probably take Falcons in Tampa.
Buccaneers will get back there.
Yeah. I'm not a Bucs fan.
I'm just saying.
It's going to be a competitive game. I don't think that one team is way better than the other.
Yeah. I think it's going to be tight between those two the rest of the season. I think this will be a great battle to watch.
It will, man. Also, it was a very entertaining game, so.
And then on the other side of the ball, real quick, it's not like Baker Mayfield did anything to lose that game per se. Pretty good stat line for him as well. They did at least have a rushing game as well, the Buccaneers. This Bucky Irving, I like that kid. Until he fumbled. But every time I see 7, I keep thinking Leonard Fournette. I still think
not quite the same size, but I know, and then he gets up.
I'm like, oh, that's not for that.
Yeah, he's shifty. He looks good,
Yeah.
But
ball security.
You can lose a job real quick when you keep putting it on the ground.
Yep.
Ball security. So with that, let's head into our last game to recap of the week. And obviously, Jake, I'm going to let you just run away with this and let us know how many times you almost died. But Ravens win it 41-38 in OT.
Every time Jamar Chase touched the football, I cried.
You cried? You cried a lot.
Yeah, I did.
It looks like you cried 10 times, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
For a lot of yardage, too.
Oh, yeah. He almost put up 200 with his 2 touch. Really, really good game to watch. Cincinnati's front 7 did a really good job of stacking the box, stopping the run. Up until Derrick Henry's last carry, he had 41 yards on 14 touches. And the Ravens were playing from behind for most of the game. You had asked last week, Rob, what scares me as far as thinking that the Ravens might lose is if they get into a boat race with Cincinnati, and that's exactly what they got into. They got lucky with this win. Cincinnati's offense is really good. They exposed the Ravens secondary a lot. So there's some concern there. And let me see, how many heart attacks did I have? The Lamar Jackson fumble that he threw the touchdown to Isaiah Likely.
Might be the best play of the year.
That's going to be up there for sure. And then there was Joe Burrow throwing that interception to Marlon Humphreys. I have no idea how that even happened.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson's second fumble in overtime.
It's a heart attack, man.
Yeah, and then the Bengals kicker missing that field goal in OT
on the
for
bad
the win.
Snap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
so what? 4, 5?
Yeah. Hey, I'm glad you're still with us.
Yeah,
here,
I'm glad
you get checked out. Yeah.
I should. I should.
Yeah. Take some Tylenol before you go to bed.
Yeah. Other upside that I thought was really good. Lamar Jackson threw it to nine different receivers, caught the ball from Lamar, which is really good for what you consider a run first team.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great point. On top of that, Lamar still ran the ball for 12 times himself. They still ran the ball as a team 34 times.
Yeah, I think that's a little much for Lamar, but given the fact that they were shutting down Henry, makes sense that you're going to see a little bit more runs from him. But again, that the Cincinnati's front 4 was putting pressure.
Yeah, they played good.
Yeah, Sam Hubbard had a heck of a game. So, yeah, recognize that for sure.
And then he got posterized on that one play.
Twice.
Yeah. So, if you haven't seen that play, go check that play out. It's pretty elite. Yeah.
And then just watch the whole fourth quarter because it was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, back and forth. I mean, it was, oh, my God. I mean,
yeah, 31 points scored. So,
if you're into offense, like that was something to watch. Now, if you if you're into defense, I would skip this one.
But for the Bengals, it's their first time this year that their offense, you know,
actually
probably put over this first time they probably touched 30. I'm thinking, without even looking back, but
I'd reckon.
So
let me look.
You know, Chase catching a ton of balls. Higgins back.
They made 33 against the Commanders, but they still lost that game.
Oh, okay. In a shootout, yep.
Yeah.
I remember that was like a Monday, Thursday, primetime game anyways.
Yeah,
it was like 7 weeks ago already.
So, but, yeah, I mean, for the Bengals going 1-4, I mean, that's really tough. I don't know who they have coming up next, but.
Their next 4 weeks are really soft. I could easily see them coming back and being 5-4.
You're predicting 5-4?
Yeah,
All right.
Contend for that division? Yeah, they're still a strong team.
I don't know about 5-4. I'll give you 4-5.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I agree with them because they got at New York Giants, at Cleveland, and then at home against the Eagles and then the Raiders. And then another square up on November 7th against the Ravens.
All right, well, we'll see if the Bengals are the team that doesn't play down to their opponent's level.
I mean, that's,
you know, that's
all they've done all year.
Yeah, exactly. So
other than that Chiefs game, I mean, but arguably we've already talked about the Chiefs not maybe being that great either, even though their record indicates otherwise.
Well, you have. I haven't.
Well, that's right. You're a Chiefs fan. I forgot. Sorry.
Chiefs Nation, baby.
Unbelievable. I forgot he was our new resident Chiefs fan hopping on the bandwagon.
Wow.
Two undefeated teams. How do you feel?
Feeling good.
Fan of two undefeated teams.
Just on top of the world. You know. Just can't wait for.
So who are you rooting for if both of them are in the Super Bowl?
Well, the Vikings, for sure.
Score to the bowl, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fire up.
Epic, you know, long touchdown run by, you know, completion to JJ and overtime to win it. Just kind of like, you know, the Minneapolis Miracle.
Oh, yeah. Ugh.
But the game's tied, so we don't, you know, it's not desperate times.
Not desperate times. All right, with that, speaking of desperate times, some of our guys in our standings might be in desperate times already.
Yeah.
Through week 5. So just to update this week, who's not with us up here, Mike went 5-0.
Attaboy,
went a perfect 5-0.
Congrats,
good
Mike.
Good for you, Mike. Can't say the same about the Colts. Had to take it. Had to Ouch. Take a low blow. Sorry, Mike. Hit me up about that. Anyway.
Go Jaguars.
Next on the list is actually right over here. Jake went 4-1 last week.
Heck yeah.
Jake.
Thanks. Who is that one loss for
you? It was the Bucks.
The Bucks.
That was one of mine. I had a couple.
And again, that was one where Mike was the only one to take Falcons this week. So there's his 5-0. Unbelievable.
The slubs, the birds.
And then it came Tyler, Ben, Matt, and then yours truly at 3-2, all of us. And Robbie brought up the rear this week at 2-3.
I did. I need the Rams to hit. That was going to be my change the tide.
That was, you were the only one to take the Rams.
I know. And they should have won that game.
They were in it.
They were in it.
You're making a case for the Rams, and I'm listening now. The rest of the season, if we got any Rams, none this week, but.
We're sold.
I'm sold. So for the season, win percentage-wise, I did not do that math. So I'm going to take a wild shot in the dark here and guess that Mike at 8-2 is our leader as far as win percentage goes. But we'll just go down the line because I didn't do that. So, Rob, your season total right now, you're 15-10.
All right.
I gained a game on you this week. I am now also 15-10.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
Welcome
buddy.
To the club.
Yep, no problem. Right behind both of us is Jake at 14-11.
Not bad. Nice. Not bad.
Yeah, that was a big week for you. Climbed up there.
Second best purple. See?
Second best purple. Ben's getting it going here. 7-8. One away from that 500
there you go, Ben.
Bench. And then Tyler at 6-4. So, again, now next week I'll have you winning percentages. So now we'll really know.
That's a promise.
A few weeks in with a lot of our returning guests. Now we can start using that. Now if we bring in a new guest who goes 5-0, they don't count yet.
Yeah.
They won't count yet.
No.
We'll give them their flowers.
They don't qualify.
No, but they don't count yet on the season standings. But with that, that wraps our five-game recap.
911, what's your emergency?
And heading right into Tent Talk, fire up. You're fired up.
I'm horns up.
And the first thing on the list is Rashee Rice is confirmed to miss season with LCL needing repair.
That's sad. Sad news.
That is more like a fired down
situation. Wow. That wrong team.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. Nico, well, hey, no. Chiefs, man. You're a Chiefs fan.
Oh, true. That's more of a...
Yeah. Oh, man.
A little chop going on there.
Juju looked really good yesterday.
Yeah. So nice catch in the end zone there.
I think he'll fill in pretty nicely.
Yep.
Nico Collins, also week to week at the moment.
Really hurts.
They need him out there. Micah Parsons could miss his second career game after missing his first career game last week.
Why is he hurt? His feelings?
His ankle or something. Okay. High ankle sprain, which are a son of a gun.
He's a dog. I'm not going to dog him too much.
That's
dog.
Romeo Dubs with the hurt feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we'll get to Romeo Dubs, buddy. Okay. I can't wait. Anyway, Will Hernandez, right guard for Arizona Cardinals, done for the season. I missed the injury. So, feel better. Get well. Vegas. Defensive tackle Christian Wilkins out indefinitely.
Ooh.
That's a big loss.
They dropped a ton of money on him this year.
Yep. And then we also have Derek Carr is also set to miss a few weeks with an oblique injury. So
trading back for Jameson?
Huh?
Winston?
Go get Jameis back?
Yeah, it's not like Cleveland's
I'm a Jameis guy. I'm cool with that.
I know
they
you are. That's
that.
Why I brought it
Might
up.
Might as well. Who's their backup right now? Who's Derek Carr's backup? Anybody know that off the top of their head?
Some second-year guy. They were talking about him.
Tatum Hill?
No, I mean, Taysom's out right now, too.
I know.
He was just back last week, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he got hurt.
Welcome to the NFL.
Come on, Taysom.
Yep, everyone's hurt.
All right. Heading straight to our news segment here, the biggest news of the day. The Jets fire head coach Robert Saleh.
He gone.
Boom. He gone. And then one more other quick tidbit on the Jets, and then we can discuss Robert. Jets owner, also, what's his name? Woody Johnson, I believe.
Yeah.
Asking Hassan Reddick to come to the team and that he will be welcomed at this point.
Pretty please.
So first off, is the Reddick thing a Robert deal? Did he not want to play for Robert, or do you think he's just holding out for money and that's all that was? If he shows up, it would be kind of weird timing, right?
But. Yeah, I mean, that's just a lot of insider information. I guess I don't know of the building, but the overall thought process of they're 2-3. I mean, they got a couple games coming up that they could win, and it's just odd, like, that's going to change their season project. You know, I don't get the move. So there had to have been something going on that the rest of us
behind
don't know.
Closed doors. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there's definitely things going on that we're not privy to. I think the Hassan Reddick piece is just a whole bunch of smoke. He's a football player. He wants to get paid.
Yeah, sure. You know.
Sure, fair enough.
So, but it's all being a defensive guy. Was he the guy that he wanted in that trade? So that's, I guess, you know, versus the GM wanting him, or it was just, you know, some kind of that deal.
It could be.
So.
And now they went with, I don't know the DC's name. They went with the DC to be the interim head coach.
Right.
So if it would have been Hackett, I feel like I would have thought maybe a little bit more that it could have been Rodgers would have been involved.
Yeah, get your tinfoil hat if it's Hackett.
But now that it's not Hackett, it's like, oh, okay. So I don't know. It does seem weird to me. Like you said, 2-3, you're, what, one game out of the division lead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A division that
is up for grabs.
Is shaky right now.
And you play the Bills next week, too. So yeah.
That's what I mean. There's got to be a plan in place or something else behind this that we don't know. I'll get on the dark web later, but I'll figure it out for us. But
all right, I'll put my tinfoil hat on. What do you think? Maybe it's Nathaniel Hackett ends up being the head coach next year in order to keep Aaron Rodgers.
No.
I don't know. I think it's Aaron's last year.
Because are you going to... That's a tinfoil hat thing, too.
Aaron Rodgers last year.
Yeah, I just have a feeling it's going to be his last year.
You just think he's just over the whole getting ready for everything and just like, dude, I'm just tired, man.
He's done it a kinda, long time. Yeah. He looks tired out there, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think he wants to put in the work to
perform at the highest
or at least be on the same page as your wide receivers. I mean, we'll go back here. I'll go back to the Vikings Jets game. While he made some throws, he also missed a lot of throws,
too. He did miss some. Like, yeah, he did miss
some. The pick at the end of the game, like, he put that ball in the wrong spot. That was bad. That was all on him.
That was bad.
That was a bad throw. But those field conditions were horrible. I mean, everybody on both sides of the team were slipping everywhere.
Yeah, they were slipping. I mean, again, it's another soccer stadium like we saw in Brazil.
Yeah.
And this one wasn't at Wembley like they normally are in London. This one was at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium or something.
So I don't get it. No. You know, Jets fan, I don't understand how your season's going to get any better after this, you know, unless it was so bad that inside that locker room, the turmoil or something going on where, you know, it just wasn't a good vibe.
Wasn't going to fit anymore. All right, moving right along here, we got an unfortunate one. We won't do too many details because there's two completely different sides in this one, but Jabril Peppers has been arrested for possibly some assault, possibly some drug things. So we'll just wait for all the details to come out there. But at the moment, Jabril Peppers, captain of New England Patriots, is arrested.
Never.
What'd you say?
Never good.
Never good. Yeah, never good. Devin White released by, I believe it was the Eagles. I didn't write it down there, but I believe by the Eagles because he never played a freaking snap for the Eagles. So
I think you're correct.
Is he just, do you think he's more of a locker room cancer or do you think they just don't need to play him? Or is he just dropped off so far that it's just, he might not even... He's got to get a spot just for his name somewhere.
I mean, someone will probably give an opportunity Jaguars later on. Jaguars or something. You know, someone, you know, once the injuries start compiling, people get desperate for some talent. So you never know. Yeah. But
he'll play somewhere. He'll play somewhere. I don't know why I even put this in here, but I guess I'll mention it anyway. Sean Payton and Bo Nix. I don't know if you guys have seen them.
I saw the video,
going at it a little bit on the sideline. I don't mind it. I don't mind to see a little bit fiery as long as it's staying respectful for the most part,
And constructive.
And constructive, you know.
Just yelling at each other what they were seeing on the field.
I'm trying to do this, but I'm trying to do that.
But you didn't see that.
Yeah.
Right. So there's that. I don't know. That was worth mentioning. TJ Watt becomes the second fastest player to 100 sacks in 109 games. He passed DeMarcus Ware, who did it in, I believe it was 113 games. And then he didn't do it quite as fast as Hall of Fame Reggie White, who did it, I think it was 96 games for him. DeMarcus Ware is also Hall of Fame. I don't know if I mentioned that. But so sandwiched between two Hall of Famers. What do you think?
They should probably just get his, you know, sizing right now for the HOF jacket.
Yep. Might as well. Aaron Rodgers becomes the ninth quarterback to hit 60,000 career passing yards.
It was a really nice one. It didn't matter.
And then
I was a little shocked by that number.
That it was that high?
No, that it was that low.
That was more.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the other quarterbacks ahead of him, you're like, he's been super sharp, like, for all of his career. He's missed, a season? He missed a season and a half, and I guess he tack on two or three more.
Yeah, but the Packers' offense was never as run and gun as, you know, they ran the ball, so... I think I remember when he was at his, like, elite for fantasy. I mean, 275, three touchdowns was a really good day. He didn't touch 300.
That often?
I mean, he did, but it wasn't as much as Mahomes or Brady or those other guys. So, I can understand that feeling. Like, you think, especially when you see the names above
him. Yeah, I'm just like, what? Should be more.
Yeah, I thought about that, too. And I was like, I wonder why. And then I was like, oh, they used to pound the ball with Jones and... whoever back in the day.
Yeah.
Just name them out. Yeah. We're talking about them last night. Yeah. Ryan Grant.
Suddenly I'm a Packers fan. Yeah. I know everyone.
But Jake, I'll go ahead and let you bring this little tidbit of news here in.
Yeah. So I brought this up last night because it was of importance.
And you're a homer.
Yeah. And I'm a homer. So
we're not.
So against the Bengals, Derrick Henry hit 10,000 career rushing yards and 100 career touchdowns in his first 125 games. That puts him in the category with Jim Brown, Emmitt Smith, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Adrian Peterson as the only other players to do so.
Pretty good list right there.
Yeah, those are a whole bunch of Hall of Famers too. So
right. No, I mean, it's...
Get Derrick Henry's...
Henry's
jacket.
A Hall of Famer.
It was a matter of time. It was a matter of time. The dude's been pretty dang dominant since he got in the league. Yeah, he kind of had that weird spell for a little bit, but...
On a weird
he
team.
Right, on a weird team, right? But now he seems to be kind of back to that King Henry, definitely getting way more consistent.
Mm-hmm.
It's just fun to watch.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch. Is. One of the best backs in the league.
Still.
And last but not least, kind of... Low key, a little bit. Our Devontae Adams watch, especially with the firing of Robert now.
Where is he
going? The Jets
going
crazy
yeah.
to try to get Devontae in the house, you think?
Maybe that's the reason. Saleh was the no in the conversation of going after him.
So let's say he is. You picked Devontae Adams over Saleh?
Maybe. Or are you picking Rodgers over Saleh? Because Rodgers wants him.
What if Devontae wants to go to New Orleans?
Well, and that's the thing where I was going to bring Carr back up. Now Carr's down for a few weeks with that oblique. Yeah, they're right in the...
Yeah, mm-hmm. And by the time he comes back, the trade deadline will be over.
Right, so it's just like, I don't know. I think...
And not to the Chiefs, because they're probably not going to go in the same division.
I don't think the Chiefs would be able to have the same division for sure, but then also I don't think they'd have enough to give...
The capital.
Yeah, to give up. So. Right. I believe the Jets and the Saints are the only two options, but
so everybody, let's hear your comments. What are your thoughts? Where do you want them to go?
Wherever you can find where to put the comment, put it there.
Oh, it'll be
on our YouTube video, on the short, wherever you see it.
Yeah. Right now.
I imagined you were gonna make it.
Right now
as
you're thinking about your filling out your comment, right now as you're listening to my voice.
Do you want to keep talking so they can listen more to
No, they're already
comments?
Done.
No, they're already gone. Okay. So they're already gone. So with that. Kev, let's move right into Bonehead Move of the Week.
Genius!
And moving into Bonehead Move of the Week, there's a couple different things going on this week. You know, Jabril Peppers, sure, but...
Love, sure.
You know, Jordan Love, who was it? The Bills or whatever.
The Bills, yeah.
Head coach.
You know... A lot of options there.
Maybe the medical staff at the Texans game.
A lot of options there. But one thing kind of stuck out to me, and it was the Packers suspending Romeo Doubs this past weekend for the game. They suspended him Saturday for the game Sunday because he didn't show up to practice Thursday
practice.
And Friday.
Are you talking about practice?
Right. Both had that ready to go. Jeez. Yeah, what was that?
What? Pistols, dude.
Finger guns. Yeah. Pew, pew, pew.
Wait, I'll get flagged for that now.
Branding in it. Hey, they're getting real wild with it, too.
I know they are.
Yeah. Now you expect them with big AKs and stuff. Oh, and the whole thing. But anyway, back on track. What are I talking about? Romeo Doubs. He didn't show up to practice Thursday and Friday because he's upset with his role with the team. So out of my curiosity, I went back and kind of looked... Real basic stuff here. Anybody can do this.
Broke down every route of his.
No, absolutely not. No. I just was curious how many targets the guy was getting. So he was first. So we've played five games. He was first in targets in one game earlier in the season. I think it was the first game of the season.
Yeah.
And then he was second in targets like the third game of the season. And then two of the other three games, he was tied for third with targets with like Tucker Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
And then... like Dontayvion Wicks for one game or whatever.
Yep. It was a Vikings game.
So he was upset with his role on the team, so he just chose not to show up, and therefore they had to suspend him. And now he's going to come back this week, and everything's great.
Diva right? wide receivers being divas. Oh,
yeah. I know, and that's the bonehead part for me. It's just like, how are you upset about that? He's absolutely getting looks.
Yeah.
Is he a number one receiver for the Packers? Should he be getting number one receiver looks? Is that what he's asking for?
I don't think he's proven as he's the alpha dog in that room.
I don't think so.
You know, I would say Reed or it 100%. Reed probably is Reed the probably, alpha right now.
That's what I'm thinking. I think Jaden Reed takes a cake for me, and I think, you know, Wicks puts his hat in the ring, but I would give it to Doubs over Wicks.
Sure.
But I like him.
I would, yeah.
But again, now we talk about their two good tight ends, Kraft and what's the other cat? I can't remember because we're not Packer fans. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So who cares, right?
They all blend together.
But Kraft is coming into his own. Yeah. That stiff arm he had at the end of the game this week was nice.
Big, yeah.
And took it to the house. So I don't know. I thought it was bonehead because, like, dude, chill out. You're getting your targets. You're getting paid.
Yeah.
You guys are winning games. Yeah. You're in a competitive division right now. Definitely not out of it. I don't know.
Yeah. If the goal is to win games, and obviously in the long run for him is to make money, it's like in order to make money, you've got to win games because you're not going to want, teams aren't going to want you if you're on a bad team and just like whatever. So
like how many people are looking for Panthers free agents next year? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he get super upset when Love was out? And then he was like, the routes and everything he was running.
He did get targeted a little bit less with Malik.
Yeah, but
than he did Jordan Love.
That's Malik then. And the game plan changed.
I know, but his attitude didn't change, obviously, the difference of whatever quarterback was.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. So was that what started it? Because I remember he threw his helmet in the Vikings game in frustration. So was that the build up to the, where he's at now?
Which I think, and again, my computer literally just died, but I think he had 8 targets in the Vikings game, which would have been, I think, tied with Tucker Kraft.
Yeah, so.
So it's just like, Reed had more, but Reed had a good game. Yeah. But I don't know.
I hope you have 3 drops this week with their Dobbs.
Dang, okay. Karma. I don't want to see you on Bonehead Move of the Week ever again, buddy, but I guess, excuse me.
I'm throwing it out there.
Thanks for being human, Smelty.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. That's why I try to be a little bit human on Bonehead Move of the Week.
You can have your own Stephon Diggs. They're Packer fans.
Oh, funny thing about Diggs. Real quick, and then we'll move on. This isn't really a bonehead, but did you see that apparently he had relations with an 8-month pregnant Cardi B?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Son of a bee. Anyway.
Into that stuff.
Move on. Anyway. let's head into next week's 5-game slate. And to start off our 5-game slate, the Vikings are on bye. Vikings are on bye. Oop, I tripped Kev out. Sorry, Kev. My bad, dog. Vikings are on bye, so get everybody healed up. Get Aaron Jones healed up. Get T.J. Hockenson ready to play. I haven't heard about Dalton Reisner, but get him ready to play. Anyway, enough about the Vikings.
Any concerns about having the bye this early in the season?
No, and especially when Hockenson hasn't played a snap. We got Addison with a bum ankle still. We need, let's set. Then we could take the rest off, when we have the one seed in the season. We can just take a couple of games out the end and rest. How about that?
Yeah, he must not be a Minnesota fan and not know how it works. Like, we got to play the whole season.
You mean reality? But,
yeah,
you telling me that I'm a Vikings fan that don't know anything about reality? Okay.
Yeah. Been watching the Vikings longer than you, buddy.
Check out Twitter, then you come back to me.
No, it is a little bit concerning. I mean, you're 5-0. You don't want that train to stop, right?
Right.
But the only thing I can think is the injuries, and hopefully everybody gets healthy, and hopefully they're ready to come.
I agree.
Come
out of life. I mean, it's not as great on the front side as the back side, but I mean, play with the cards you're dealt.
Yep.
Yeah. 100%. Speaking of cards, cards are traveling to Green Bay this weekend to play the old Packers. I'm going to start this one, actually.
Yeah, you should.
I thought about letting you guys start it.
Don't say it.
He's going to.
I know.
So, my gut actually wants to go Packers because they haven't really wronged me too much this year in the picks. Okay, hold on. Let me do this first because I already know. I already know the other's picks, right?
That's fair.
So, I'll let you guys know. I think that's fair.
Okay.
Rip them. They're not here, so... Matt picked the cards. Everybody else picked the Packers.
Okay.
So, I don't know. That's the only reason why it's got me thinking cards a little bit. But what's the DB for the Packers with 5 picks?
McKinley.
He's scaring me a little bit.
Is he?
He's scaring me a little bit. Yeah. Especially with Kyler Murray. Yeah, I got to go Packers. I don't think I can go Cardinals here. I really wanted to try to go Cardinals, but I just don't think I can trust their defense. I think the two offenses are comparable right now to me, where they're at today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Green Bay might have the slight edge for me, but I think defensively the Green Bay will be able to handle
That'll be the difference maker.
I think so for me. Yep.
I mean, the Packers defense, I'll step in right here. They're playing pretty good ball. I really want to pick Kyler Murray too, but
I do, man. I do, but I just don't know if I can.
Because I think he gives the Packers fits and on his little, you know, scampering around style.
Uh-oh.
But I'm going Packers.
Whoa, that's the first time you picked the Packers all year.
I know.
Wow.
How did that feel coming out of your mouth?
It didn't feel good at all.
He's going to have to wash it after this.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to pick the Cardinals, make myself feel better.
I don't believe you.
All right, fine.
You bring the Packers. Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, Jake. Cardinals, Packers.
I think they're too much.
I really agree with the thought of the mobile, agile quarterbacks just giving the Packers fits, especially in Lambeau.
Quay Walker.
It's the Packers defense is pretty darn good right now.
Does Alexander come back?
He is still Jair, at the moment. He's like day to day.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
He missed last week again.
Because Stafford did kind of turn him up a little bit.
Yeah,
Jair didn't play last week though.
I know. Yeah, but I know. Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know. Yeah.
And Marvin Harrison Jr. is still a pretty legit rookie.
Oh, for sure. I like their tight end too. Is it Brate?
Yeah, Cameron Brate, I think.
McBride.
Yeah, that guy. McBride. Why am I?
Cameron, you said Brate. That in the McDonald's. Opening show too. Yours.
I know. Something about McBride. I don't know. Did I call him Brate in the opening show too?
Sure.
Oh, maybe.
So you almost made me want to change my pick, but I'm going to take the Packers.
Jake. Almost. We all have garbage coming out of our mouths. More so than normal. All right. Well, that's disappointing. So only one of us picked the Cardinals. That would be
Matt.
Everybody else is going with the Packers.
I hope you win. I'll take the L.
Matt, knock on your wood.
Get it going.
Detroit at Dallas. Coming to you, Rob. Detroit at Dallas. Oh, wait. I got to tell you what they got. Everybody went Lions.
Oh, did they?
Everybody went Lions.
Interesting. I'm going Lions, too. Especially the Pirates. Now, I don't think they'll be able to get the pressure on. Lions are playing good ball right now. So,
yep.
And Dallas not having a running game to shorten the game. And Dak throwing the ball anywhere near 45 attempts is the L in my book.
Fair enough. Jake.
Lions.
Though.
Yep. They're just going
to. Why, Jake?
They're just going to beat up Dallas. Dallas had an ugly win against the Steelers on Sunday night.
True.
Right? That was Sunday night? Yeah, Sunday night, Monday morning.
And they almost lost that game, too, on that amazing Superman goal line stand play to cause that fumble.
So. No, they're just
you're struggling here, Tyler, aren't you? You don't know which way to go. You really want to be a Cowboys fan.
You do not want to be a Cowboys fan.
I very much just like the Cowboys. No, I very much dislike the Cowboys. I'm just looking at the other games, like which game can I take a shot at? Because I'm thinking about maybe it's this one.
Something you can lie to yourself of what you really want to pick.
Something that I'm guaranteeing myself a loss for next week.
Yeah.
Man. Somebody's got to be different, right? You know what I mean?
Like, got to be different.
Lions are too good. I got to go Lions. Sorry. Yeah, all the way around. Both sides of the ball. Goff's too consistent right now, too. I don't know.
Unless Dallas can make them pass the ball and them being close and Dak just having a ridiculous game. But Brandon Cooks is banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Without Micah Parsons, all the Lions need to do is walk in the freaking building and almost said something else. Walk in the freaking building and run David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs down their throat, and it's probably a win.
Yeah, just like last year.
Literally, just like last year. So, all right, move on from that
That's W's.
This one's a little bit tricky. We got a little bit, 50-50 on the ones that are not here on this next game, actually, which is interesting. So the Commanders traveling to Baltimore. It is very interesting. So before we move on, Tyler and Matt picked the Ravens. Mike and Ben went with the Commanders. Ben did have one comment with the Commanders. It said Jaden Daniels has to play lights out for them to win this game.
That's what Joe Burrow had to do, too.
True.
And he still lost.
Yeah.
Jake.
Jake, let's hear it.
Jake's going with the Commanders, but why don't you explain to us
Jake
why?
Ub.
I am probably more scared of this game now than...
last week at the
last
Bills?
Week with
just
the
seeing what the Bengals could do to you guys?
Yeah. Yeah. So, and prior to the Commanders game last week, this was an odd stat that I heard, is that they had more scoring drives than they had incomplete passes going into their game in week 5.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, another boat race, I think. And unless the Commanders can't stop the King Henry train. So I'm nervous, but I'm still going to go Ravens.
A nervous Ravens.
Yep.
A nervous Ravens.
Yep. I'm like 51-49 on it.
Is it Daniel's skill set that scares you against the Ravens defense? Or what's your biggest worry against the Commanders offense, your defense?
It's that passing game. Jaden Daniels is similar to Lamar Jackson, and when he gets out of the pocket, he's looking to throw, not run.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he has to, he'll take it and go with it. If you kind of look at his stats, so
absolutely
kind of terrified about what it looks like once he leaves the pocket. So that Ravens front four is going to have to keep him in the pocket if they want to stand some kind of chance of slowing him down.
Did you hear his percentage on that?
For what?
For Ravens over Commanders, it was 51-49. He's barely going for his squad. Yeah.
Wow.
I was pretty confident last week about the win over the Bengals.
Yeah.
It's intriguing.
Actually, I'm gonna go the other way. I think this is gonna be a blowout. I think the Ravens are gonna dominate. I think this is the first time that the Commanders / Redskins actually play a team. I mean, the only team they've really played that I feel like is a really competitive team against them is the Bucs this year, and they lost, was at 37-20. That was week one. I'll give it that. But the rest, they played the Giants, the Bengals, the Cardinals, and then Cleveland. I think that the running game of the Ravens is just going to establish. It's going to force Daniels to pass a lot, and I think they have the skill set on the backside, the Ravens, to just, you know, I'm going to all 2 touchdown win this game.
Who remind me again who's in the Commanders division? That's the Dallas, that's NFC East, right?
Yes, correct.
Cowboys, Eagles.
I mean, shoot.
Giants.
I mean, shoot. They could still win their division. The Commanders could.
Yeah.
They could. Yeah. I mean,
they absolutely could go on a run.
Yeah. That defense is playing out of its mind, I think. And then Cliff Kingsbury is getting the ball out of Daniel's hands quick, fast, and stuff, not letting him make a ton of mistakes. You know, it's almost like a college offense. Is like the decisions are already made. You know, it's not a lot of reading multiple, you know, options. So, yeah.
And eventually that's not going to work anymore. You got to take that next step. But for now.
The Ravens just play such aggressive defense that it makes that, you know. Yeah. But that accuracy of Daniels Roquan can come into effect, you know, when you're aggressive like that too. So, but.
Yeah.
I'm going Ravens. There's no way they're going to lose this game at home. I think the Commanders will give them. I don't think it'll be a blowout, though. I think it'll be fun. And I think Commanders fans have a lot to look forward to in the future.
Yeah.
But I just don't think this is the one. I really wanted to go Commanders here, but I just.
I mean, he's looking like the top pick.
I'm sorry, dude. King Henry is so consistent right now. And then you sprinkle in just a little bit of Lamar. You got Zay, and you got our guy Bateman is starting to pick it up a little bit now as well.
We had Mark Andrews sightings last week.
No. Mark Andrews sightings. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know. And I love Roquan Smith. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite linebackers in the league. So I don't know.
And they're healthy.
Ravens at home. And they're healthy. Something to be said about that. Let's head right into the Niners and the Sea Chickens. Sorry,
what's a sea chicken Seahawks. Sound? What's the sound of a sea chicken?
I'd imagine they cluck.
Is it like a high pitching seagull?
But they're like,
finish.
They're
or
like, they're flying more than you typically would see a chicken fly. More than they're.
We've
a couple
completely
feet
lost it up here.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Sea chickens. Anyway. Everybody's going Niners. That's not here. So I'll start this one because. Are they in San Francisco?
No,
they are not. I'm going Seattle. I'm going Seattle. I liked most of what they showed us when they played Detroit, but I don't know. I think the 49ers still ain't quite got it yet. Missing some pieces there.
A lot of pieces.
I see the sea chickens. Sorry, the Seahawks taking this one. And that's a tough, that's a real tough place to play.
It is.
Whoever wants it on this one. Take it, Jacob.
Sea chickens.
Sea chickens.
Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. I think this is going to be, I thought it was going to be the outlier.
No, I think this is going to be a really good, close, physical game. They historically are going to come down to like the last couple of minutes, last couple of seconds. I think right now the Seahawks are being coached better than the 49ers.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. There's a hot take right there.
Why do you
mark
say that
down,
Why
Kevin?
Why do you say that? What's glaring at you?
The time of possession stuff that Shanahan's like messing around with. And Mike McDaniels?
Sounds right.
Right? Yeah.
Yep.
He just seems to like know what's going on, like big picture with everything that's happening during the game. So I just have a
so
lot
it's
of
game management. You really like,
yeah.
So that's why Fair you're enough. Going.
Yeah. And a really tough, strong running game.
That helps.
Fair enough.
Helps
yeah. They got a couple of them there actually in Seattle.
Yeah. I'm going 49ers on this. I think this is the redemption game. I think they got embarrassed last week in the game that they probably should have won. So I think they're going to come back. Another week, I think, healthy. I think Brandon Ayuk is back up to game speed. You saw his target share and receptions go up. Deebles was down. So I just have a feeling the Niners are going to come out hard on this game and take this division game. But it'll be close, you know.
Yeah,
these games are always getting close. So
yeah.
Should be a good, fun game. You know, I could see it, you know, 28, 25, somewhere in there.
Sure. Fair enough. And to wrap up our five-game slate here, we got the Jaguars technically visiting the Bears, but in London.
London. Hopefully it's better field conditions.
I think this one's at Tottenham, too, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I did not look that up. I should have.
What does it say on the bottom of the scroll there, Kevin?
At Tottenham?
That's right.
All right.
Boom.
At Tottenham again, so we could see slippery conditions again.
Yeah.
It did start raining, though. At the end of, or in like the third quarter of the Vikes-Jets game, it did start raining. I remember that.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. Not to save face for them. But Jags at Bears, but in London. Rob, who do you have?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait. Sorry. I keep forgetting. I got to give us our cheat sheet here. Everybody did not take Bears. Matt decided to take Jaguars here.
I'm going with Matt.
Going with Matt? Taking
Ooh,
Jags.
The streak starts?
They won.
Streak, calm down.
Well,
buddy.
The streak cut requires
two. Oh, two, fair. Yes.
Yeah, so the streak starts.
I think the Jags, you know, coming off a win like that, they've been mostly competitive in all five games they've played in.
At least four or five, I think.
You know, I think at the end of week three or four, they had like a 12-point differential. I rewatched the game again. Caleb is improving.
Thank you.
They had a running game last week against the Panthers. Panthers front four couldn't stop anything at all. Their linebackers were just every play fake they were biting on. Still Williams misses a ton of balls. He loves to dance. He just loves that college, thinks he's the best athlete on the field style of play. But, I don't know. I just feel like the Jags got this one. It's going to be a good tight game. Bears defense is elite. But I just think
that the Bears defense is that lockdown right now.
Their secondary, their linebackers are really good.
I love Brisker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're just getting after it too. But I just feel like the Bears offense, if they can't run the ball, they've been very stagnant this year, which will keep, you know, the Jaguars into this game. I think it'll be a close game, but I think the Jaguars are sneaking out the end.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. Jake, who we got? Jake's Bears.
Jake's Bears. My wife's Bears.
Bear down.
Yeah, I have to be careful.
Drinks up.
Rip Bears fans.
DeAndre Swift is being productive now. He's finally showing up. And again, the Bears defense is...
Do you have him in fantasy?
DeAndre Swift? Yeah. Absolutely not.
I mean, he had a good last week. What did he do with the week before?
Well, that's why he said starting to get going. You know?
Oh, starting. All right.
Yeah. Like week five. Like
getting that streak of rust off.
Yeah. Week four, like, he was kind of productive. And then week five, he's more productive. And defense is travel. So, and this is for my wife, Bear Down, Bears.
Oh, that's a homer pick. Yeah, I hear that. Right.
Bears for Jake. I am siding with Rob and Matt on this. I think the Jags do finally start to get a little bit of momentum. I think we'll see a different Caleb Williams this week just because of the travel, honestly. And then we'll see maybe him bounce back a little bit next week. But again, it is a way different team than the Panthers, even though the Jaguars are also a one-win team, I believe.
Yep, they got their
They're
first
a better one-win team. Yeah,
I would agree. Again, they've been in every game. They were leading the Dolphins until they allowed them to come back in the game, if I remember correctly. And then and that was like week two, though, so I don't know. But yeah. I would agree. They've just been a lot of close games, and Trevor's got to start earning that money now.
Yeah,
you know
he does.
What I mean, he's got to show them that, hey, I can pull us out of this hole, you know. Otherwise, I think we'll see a change there.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Jaguars just not having an alpha number one receiver is killing them right now. You know, Christian Kirk is not it. The tight end.
Do they got Ridley there?
No, Ridley went to Tennessee.
Yeah, that's right. He went to Tennessee.
I mean, that's, I think, the biggest is when it's third.
They signed Kirk for a lot of money.
Yeah, but you know when it's third and six and they need that go-to route guy?
Yeah, they don't have a clear possession receiver.
Exactly. Then that's, you know, and then if they thought, I think the tight end was going to be that guy. He got hurt a little early. I don't know what the rest of his season's been, but. And then slow getting that running game going overall to dominate games. But they've been competitive in all the games, so.
Yeah. I think it'll be a close game, though. Yeah, I think it'll be another hard-fought game. I'm real curious to watch it, to be honest.
Getting up early for it.
I am, because I do want to see what Caleb does against a different defense that's not the Panthers. Because now we saw him play decent last week. Now I want to see him play the next step up defense, you know what I mean? Just
yeah.
It's not a great defense either for the Jaguars right now. It's not, but I don't know. I just want to see if he continues to take those steps.
Yeah, I mean, he audibled. He did some good things. I'm not totally. You know,
just like to see him stop
not throwing,
is he escaping too early.
No, he comes off reads of open receivers. Mm. He should just take those 6 yards and be happy with it. Versus no. And then looking for that deep guy. And then it's usually like a too high safety scenario, too. And I'm like, that's just not the read you want to, you know, take your 7 yards and play another down.
Now it's second and three or whatever.
You know,
third and three.
But the guy has elite escapability skill set, you know, and that's the almost thing that I think his crutch is that he leans on it so much versus just sitting back there and just tossing dimes, you know.
Throwing a dot.
Yeah, so, but, yeah. And that offensive line's got to play, you know. They're not been helping, but against, you know, maybe the last game against the Panthers got their mojo going.
Sure. Fair enough. With that wraps our 5-game slate and pretty much wraps up Gridiron updates for this week. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the Bander, whether that's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And we will see you next week. Don't forget that this episode, again, was brought to you by the Cappy. Don't forget to grab your little 4-pack.
On Whoop. Amazon.
Other camera.
Made in
4-pack
America.
4-pack on Amazon.
America.
To keep them mosquitoes, Minnesota State Bird, out of your drink.
Bzz.
Peace.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.